This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 103 for Monday, October 16th. I'm Phil France Workington. Today's futures canola market is stronger Monday morning, seeing a continuation of the chart-based correction off nearby lows that supported prices late last week. Canola up 50 cents to nearly $4, the November contract up $3.60 at $723.60 per ton. That November contract settled above its 20-day moving average for the first time in a month on Friday. That was constructive from a technical standpoint. Gains in Chicago soy oil this morning, as well as a firm tone in Malaysian palm oil, provided spillover support, although European rapeseed was lower in overnight trade. A slowdown in seasonal harvest pressure did contribute to the gains, with most of the prairie canola crop off the field by now. In the U.S., activity was mixed, with soybeans mostly higher, corn mostly lower, and wheat trading to both sides of unchanged. November soybeans up 2 cents in early activity at $12.82 per bushel. The USDA reported flash sales of 183,000 tons of soy meal to the Philippines this morning, providing some support. Brazil's CONAB released its first production estimate for the new crop year today, pegging that country's soybean crop at a record 162 million tons. Corn, it is mostly lower, the December contract down 3 cents at $4.90 per bushel. The losses came despite solid export demand, with the USDA announcing private export sales this morning of 200,000 tons of corn to Mexico. Brazil's corn production was forecast at 119.4 million tons by CONAB. That'd be down by nearly 10% on the year due to lower seeded acres and reduced yields. Wheat futures are trading to both sides of unchanged. Minneapolis spring wheat up 5 cents in the December contract at $7.27 per bushel, but Kansas City down a penny in the December contract at $6.68 per bushel. Chicago soft wheat up 1.5 cents in December at $5.81 per bushel. Optimism over more Chinese purchases of U.S. wheat after the country made some large buys last week accounted for some buying interest in wheat today. Recent speculative short covering was also supportive, with fund traders thought to be taking profits on their large short positions. The Rosario Grain Exchange in Argentina is estimating that country's wheat crop at only 14.3 million tons. That'd be down by about 2 million from the USDA's current forecast due to lingering drought concerns. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, October 16th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil France Workington. That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.